1:30 in the morning, can't sleep, me neither, so come join me for some TED Talk. Does anyone else have those like late night banters with themselves inside your head? Sometimes it makes you feel like you're a little bit crazy, but you kind of get over it. Because you've had a very stressful day the day before, and you took a late nap, and so now you're awake, and it's 1:43 in the morning, and the only thing you can do is stress out about everything that you can't even control. Like, for instance, I'm currently trying to find a house and get out of housing apartments. I've been in housing apartments for the past 2 years, and I'm finally at a place in my life where I feel like I can, you know, try to get out on my own as long as I can find a cheap place. Me and my boyfriend, who have been together for about 9 months now, are talking about moving in together, so that's very helpful. But it's also stressful because, one, new routines, two, I sort of don't feel like he's completely ready to move out with me. And three, because it means getting the kids used to new routines. And, like, yeah, he stays over every weekend, but, you know, it's not the same as every single day. You know, that makes it where the kids can get more attached, and my daughter is already super attached to him. Like, it's really... It kind of makes me a little sad that I feel like she's more attached to him than she is to me. So now I'm sitting here because we got in a fight yesterday for the first time. Never really had a fight with him. And I'm like having my PTSD and my, you know, emotional damage from all my past relationships button right now. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is where they leave. You know, this is the part where they decide I'm too much to handle, blah, blah, blah. While the new me is sitting here trying to go, he's different. He's not going to do that. No. I have the old me who was the depressed, sad girl who everyone always left and no one ever stayed. You know, everyone leaves. And then I have the new me who I've been trying to be the more positive me, the more I got this kind of me. And it's super hard because some days it's harder than others. And I don't really have friends anymore to talk to. I basically had shut myself off so much that everyone just gave up on me anyways. Which is, again, while I have some abandonment issues. Because, I mean, everyone leaves. Everyone's given up. So why shouldn't I give up on myself? But then I look and I'm like, I have two kids. I can't do that. They need me. It's not like their dads are much help with anything. I mean, Emmett's dad up until sometime this year has been in a different area. And my son, he doesn't really care much for his dad being his dad. He says that's his friend. It's not his dad. My daughter just cares for everybody else much more than her own father. And I get it, you know, I've tried to make those relationships for them work, but I can't force them to like them, I can't force them to want to go with them, I can't force them to do anything. But, you know, I can try to talk to them and stuff. It's just really hard, but I'm getting off topic here. So I'm just really worried about, you know, what the future's gonna bring, because, you know, what if my kids get super attached and then all of a sudden, boom, it doesn't work out. Although, you know, inside my head, I'm like, it's gonna work out. This one's different. This is a different relationship. This is a different me. This is a different type of guy. When in reality, all those things are true. But, you know, nothing is permanent. You know, you can never say that something's gonna be forever, because nothing is permanent. Everything leaves at some point or another, whether it be by death or, you know, just by them leaving. I'm just stressed, and I'm worried. And I don't know how to handle everything in my life right now. And I'm trying to, really, really trying to. I'm trying to build my credit. I want to buy a house, you know, so that way I don't have to worry about paying rent or being late on rent and being risk being evicted. I want my kids to have something permanent besides me, because besides me and my dog, nothing's ever really been permanent for either of my kids. And they deserve a lot more than that. Anyways, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. If you have any ideas of what I should talk about next, just let me know. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.